All right, happy birthday, PlayStation Plus. You are 1 year old this week. So, I don't know, what do you guys think? First of all, definitely want to talk about this in the comments and, like, on Twitter and stuff. But we've got 5 minutes for audio boost, so we're going to do this, get right down to business. I know people are, kind of on the fence. So, like, I don't know, this PlayStation Plus thing, it's been around for a year. I got, like, a free month because PSN was down, whatever. But I don't want to lose these games, so that's kind of crappy. But no, I know a lot of people are on the fence about this. Like, they don't know what they're going to do. Subscriptions, depending on when you activated them this past month, or, you know, they're coming up soon. They're coming up in like a week or so, maybe a few days. It just all kind of depends. And I just want to put this out there. I subscribed for PlayStation Plus in August of last year. It was kind of mid-August. And we will have a full breakdown of what I got over the year, you know, when that time comes, when it has been a year for me. But it's not time for that yet, obviously. I still have a few weeks, and so I would have loved to publish that this week, this being the week that PlayStation Plus is a year old. But I figured I would do this that way, just really fast, get this out there. If you're on the fence about PlayStation Plus as of right now, I have saved on games that I planned on buying. Like, anything that I plan on buying is what I count on as what I actually saved, what I'm really getting out of this that I like. $55. So boom, right there, you know, I plopped down $50 for the year. I've already saved more than that. And then I have the extra, like, 3 months that I was given for buying a year, you know, plus the month that was given to me from PSN being down. So I have until January to go even further into that. So yeah, like, you know, I consider myself a pretty hardcore user of PlayStation Network, and I get a lot of these games because I kind of have to. I want to, like, kind of show as many of these games off as I possibly can on the website. And yeah, like, I don't know if impressed is the word I would use for PlayStation Plus, but I'm happy with it. It hasn't been a year for me, at least, and I have already saved money. There are betas and demos I've gotten into that's been really nice. I like having that cloud feature available to me. I haven't used it yet, but because I haven't really needed to. But I like having that. I'm the type of person that I like, you know, having that, like, them putting that plus sign next to my name really screws me over, because I'm like, I gotta have that plus sign. That's just the type of person I am. Like, when I'm playing the games, I'm super OCD about, like, I've been playing Alice a lot, and they have, like, the teeth that you collect to buy upgrades for your weapons, and I'm like, I can't go through the area without, like, getting all the different, like, teeth, and, or, like, just getting all the money in an area or whatever. Like, I gotta keep doing that. So, like, the plus sign and stuff like that, or just, like, the idea of plus anyways, of getting the extra content. It's like, man, see, if I wasn't a plus member, like, I feel like I'm missing out, right? So, this is, you know, maybe not the best mentality to have. I don't know if I would recommend that, but I can say that, again, like, I know a lot of people kind of point at PlayStation Plus out as saying, well, that's something that'll be good for people who don't really use PSN. And of course, like, duh, no brainer. Like, yeah, if you don't use PSN, if you don't buy stuff there, then obviously everything they're giving away for free, you're going to be able to get. Does that mean you're going to care about this stuff? Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? But, you know, I think we're coming at the point where we're going to start seeing that the people who subscribe to PlayStation Plus, who were heavy users of PSN, who are heavy users of PSN, we're going to start seeing that, hey, you know what, they save money too. Maybe it's not a huge amount, but it is more than that $50 point, right? It is more than, you know, the entry fee. And I think a lot of people are going to start saying that, hey, you know what, PlayStation Plus is kind of worth it. Not every update's going to be great, but I think on the whole, you know, it adds up over the year. So yeah, I just really wanted to get that out there. Let's talk about this on Twitter. If I don't reply immediately, it's because I'm probably busy at work or doing something. But I do, you know, you can ask my followers. I try to reply super quickly. Talk about in the comments below, like, I don't know, if you're a plus member, what did you save? Are you on, if you're on the fence, why, what's leaning you both ways? I think you should check it out. I think if you're on the fence, get a year, check it out for a year, make the decision that way.